Hello, beautiful people. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to you. Good evening to you. Good night to you, depending upon what country you live in, what continental area you live in, and what time of the day you are awake or sleeping at this time. This world is big. I'm trying to reach you everywhere you are. After all, Ask Ali podcast is all about empowering your inner self. That's my ultimate goal. Other than that, there is no other goal. So reaching to you, helping to you, helping to understand, helping to make things better, that's all we do on Ask Ali podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Ask Ali podcast. Thank you so much for referring to finding my name on Google and wherever the podcast is. Thanks for watching and listening on Spotify. Thank you so much, Spotify, for your cooperation and help. Thank you. So today's topic, you know, my topics are near life and existence and people and wants and needs, emotions, feelings, why this, why that, why that, why not, why not? All these questions, you know, that humans, we all ask to ourselves. And many times, more questions we ask to ourselves, more confused we become. We do. Okay? If somebody says, no, I don't, they are perfection, okay? They probably don't need to listen to my podcast. Being a human is all about mistakes, confusions, questions, misunderstandings, understandings, wisdoms, stupidities. All that includes in a human, including me and my mama. Okay? So no disrespect to anybody and no disrespect to anybody's ego, okay? First off, if you got the ego, that's your number one problem, okay? And that's what don't let you enter any fresh thinking from anybody. And it just kind of makes you suffer, okay? So if you got an ego problem, you got a big problem, okay? Before the great things can happen to you, you need to work on that and get rid of ego. Because ego is a door stopper, a shut door, a stop sign. And that kind of like, you know, lives around you, within you. It comes out of your mouth, your feeling, the environment you create, okay? So ego is a dangerous disease to humans, all of us, okay? Let me say that, okay? No argumentation, just understand that. It's a bad thing. Work on it. Okay, today's topic is, why do you need love and respect from others? I'm sure you have asked that question many times to yourself in a different shape, maybe. Maybe not this verbiage, maybe a different verbiage, okay? Or maybe just a complaint. You didn't have the question, but you complained that you give love, you give respect to every one of them human that you are in touch with, and you never get that back. So the question today is why do we need love and respect from others? Right? Okay. Let me give you a brief introduction to life, okay? When we come to the senses, 18, 19 years old, high school, college, blah, 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 you know. And by that time, we master our wants and needs. I need this from my mother. I need this from my father. I need this from a teacher. I need this from my friend. I need this from my wife, girlfriend, and acquaintances. I need this from my neighbor. Need. Have you ever thought that your neighbor needs the same things? Maybe a little different, maybe here, maybe there. But they pretty much need the similar things. So why is such a chaos in our lives, you know, where we are craving for respect? Excuse me. Because we want people to respect us. We want people to love us. Because we love people and we respect people. So I should get that back tenfolded. No questions asked. Right? It's okay to ask that question, okay? But do you get that love and respect back? Probably no. Here's a point to be understood. That every human is the reflection of their brain mindset, okay? We might have a head that looks alike. We might have right brain, left brain that is alike scientifically, you know? But in our brains, we have different worlds. Each one of us owns a private island where he lives or she lives or they live, right? They is a little bit careful, you know, using that they terminology. He and she is better because we're talking about individual human beings, okay? That island that you build through your thoughts, reflections, thinking process, experiences, and your perceptions. You hold on to that with the dear life, okay? We do. We all do. Because that's our comfort zone in our brain, okay? Mostly comfort zone is kind of like mistakenly understood that when you sit down on a couch and get a cup of coffee, then becomes comfortable. Or get a bowl of ice cream and it's comfortable. You know, these are all things from outside. But your comfort level is your island of your brain, okay? The island that you reside in. The island that has everything familiar for you. You're so familiar of those palm trees and all those birds and animals that reside on your planet. And it's okay, you have rights to it, okay? You have rights to it. But again, what does it matter, right? That's all my podcast is about. Everything matters, okay? You can live, you can believe, you can do anything in your own rights, okay? But how does it affect what it matters to others? You know, why we keep talking about it matters, it matters, it matters. Why we do that? Because things matter. Words matter. Feelings matter. Guidance matter. Mistakes matter. Doing the right things matter. But if you mistakenly believe that you always do everything right and you get the wrong results, my dear, it's time to rethink your life, okay? Oftentimes, when you approach life with the right things, with the right mindset, and right actions and behaviors, chances are 90% of the time you will achieve what you want to achieve. Okay? And that's powered by your own idea and goal and the steps that will help you achieve your goals in life. Okay? This never allows you to step on people's toes. This never allows you to run people over. This never does that. Okay? So what do? You bring a new infrastructure, mental infrastructure, where you create the likelihoods. Likelihoods are belonging factors. Reflection and replication of your brain, okay? And your ideas must be great for humanity and everybody else. If it's bad, unfortunately, You do bad to somebody and the same bad comes to you in a different shape, or maybe from same human being. So don't you ever think there's a getting away about things. I can get away with this. I can get away with this lie and mishap and something that I did to somebody. There is no getting away, my dear. Mm-mm. No. It's all about the responsibilities. How do you really accept your responsibility? That you are responsible for these things. You know? All that's, you know, cheesy thoughts and, you know, it's going to be okay. And somebody says, give you a word of wisdom and, you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to pray. No, it doesn't get okay. It never get okay, okay? Until you understand this concept that I'm trying to lay out for you. Why do you need love and respect from others? Just because, right? Just because you give love and respect. You're that great human being that gives love and respect to everybody, right? But you never get back as much you give. How is that? You know what it is, my dear? Very simple. Because your perception of return of love and respect might not match with somebody else's. You know, this is all the clash. This is all the problem. That we are in the wars of perceptions, okay? My perception is better. We don't even know that we are living our perceptions. Because perceptions become your convictions. And then they become your rules. Wrong rules, maybe, but they become. And this is where we start screwing ourselves and others. Where no actual crime has been committed. But we do that. You know why? By demanding. I give you respect, you must give me respect. I give you love, you must give me love. Okay, what book do you read? Where it's written that you will get equal amount of respect and love? You won't. Because you're penalizing yourself. You're not going to get that. You will not get that equal respect. Sometimes you don't get that back at all. Because you're giving respect and love to people that cannot digest. And even if they do, they want some more. That giving leaves you dry. Unhappy. Frustrated. Emotionally destroyed. Can't sleep. Body pains. Aches, complaints. That's what it leaves you with. And you are responsible for that because you're penalizing yourself. You know why? Let me give you another handle. You will not understand this if you're one of the human beings that's giving, and nothing comes back to it, and you feel that emptiness. Right? And that's usual. You know, please recognize that. We all go through that. And some of us survive that and we get to the other side of the rainbow. Okay? And I'm talking about the other side of the rainbow. You know, I'm not trying to dilute your beliefs. I'm not trying to change your life. Nothing. Change the way you think. Okay? And that thing is so important to understand than anything else, because that's where the fault is. So I was saying, you give, you want to be get, and you don't get, and the angry monster inside you gets angry, becomes a Godzilla inside because you're so angry about people. I give everything. I gave my life. I gave my money, my attention, my time, and I don't get that back equally. Isn't that question? Be honest to yourself. That's the question need to be answered. So So back to my question, you know, why do you need love and respect from others? The only reason is there's a point to be understood, okay? Love and respect is to be given, okay? These are universal laws and rules. You love people anyway. You respect people anyway. And if you can learn not to expect that back from people, that's where your problem is. You will solve that problem like in a nutshell, in a snap. Trust me, work in that direction. Things that you give like that, they're not supposed to come back to you. They're supposed to come back to you in a different dimension, in different shape, a different time. Because we are trying to make this uneven world an uneven cluster of people even, which we will never succeed. Never, ever succeed, okay? And the rest of that is, it's nothing but constant struggle with people because you gave too much. You gave everything and you didn't get that back. Nor are you angry about that, right? But the only thing is, you just don't understand the nature of love and respect. Because these two things are really two names of one thing, either way you look at it. Don't expect that back. When you give love to some people, don't expect that back. When you give respect to people, don't expect that back. Okay? Because the point is, then you will ask, you know, how would I get the love and respect? Okay. I was naive, right? I didn't know that. Yeah, I do. Of course I know that. You know what it is? If you are that human being that is suffering at this time because of this love and respect issue with people, my dear, let me say that with due respect and love to you, that you never respected yourself and you never loved yourself yet. Because often we mistake the love with the things we do and events we do and gifts we give, you know, respect that we give, spoken words and all that. And sometimes, you know, we are not honest about that. Or maybe we don't even know what the respect is. Or maybe we don't even know what the love is. You know, just be honest. And start digging, you know, like, do you really respect yourself? You know, and what is there to respect about yourself? You know, and if you are somebody driven with the ego, then forget it. You don't have it. You know, same thing with the love. You know, egotistic people, you know, they try to suck the juice out of your life and leave you high and dry and sucked up like a lemon or orange with no juice. That's the atrocity of life. That's the problem of life. And it's just happening. Can we fix it? No, we can't fix that. You know, what we can fix it, excuse my language, what we can't fix it, we can't fix it. If you can fix one thing, and only one thing is yourself. Okay? And there's a care to be taken because you don't want to fix yourself where you overbearingly become spiritual. And then your other material being and people being or how you exist between people, that's going to suffer, you know. So this is a loaded question, answer, and step, and investigation, okay? So please understand that, okay? I want to make it short and sweet. So Please ask questions if you don't know something. Not knowing is not a crime. Asking question is not a never crime. And there is no question that is stupid. Okay? Every question is an attempt to know something that you didn't know before. Okay? Feel free to leave the comments. Be part of it. Please share. Please like and subscribe to Ask Ali Podcast, so I can be encouraged and I do more. And please let me know that I'm doing something right, okay? That's going to be just like a blood in my body, okay? So with a lot of respect and love and more coming, more knowledge coming your way. Till next time, you take care of yourself, your life, and think about what I said today. Why do you need love and respect from others? Okay? Keep asking that question till you get the answer. If you don't, then ask question. Till next time, you take care of you, your family, your surrounding, everywhere you exist. Much more happiness to you. Good luck. Goodbye.